This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Because there's so many of these, we get busy, we don't play. And we're really getting conditioned to accept this, all the racial attacks on white people. The Democratic Party going totally race-based, as their history shows they are. Just unbelievable criminal activity. But there's a clip I want to get to of Portland protesters threatening people in a hotel because they're in a decent hotel and saying, we're going to get you. So it's total class warfare funded by Jeff Bezos that funds Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Funded by the really rich guys that are exploiting everybody to make us all fight with each other while they laugh. So let's go ahead and play that clip.
It is incredibly disrespectful for all of you to be up here, and you are so privileged. There is a memorial for a man who was killed, and you think it's more important to watch TV. That is the priority. Stop. Get your priorities straight. This isn't a joke. This is our family. This is our life. I see them opening.
That's the guy that got killed by the police after he killed
the
Proud Boy.
My life is an inconvenience to some people, and that is not okay. It makes me so angry. It makes me so angry.
I mean, just randomly, and most of these are like rich white people that do this. You listen to her. She went to college. She's a ruling class person. She's supposed to run our life. She works for the Chi-Coms, and now she's here lecturing us. Here's a little bit of Trump and Biden sparring over law and order in the debate. We'll come back with Dr. Paul Greg Roberts.
Most don't like it, but we have to have a system where people are held accountable. And by the way, violence in response is never appropriate. Never appropriate. Peaceful protest is. Violence is never appropriate.
All right,
what is peaceful protest? When they run through the middle of the town and burn down your stores and kill people
President
all over
Trump,
the place,
that
and
is
you say
not
peaceful
President
protest?
Trump, I'm not
no,
asking.
But you say it is.
President Trump, I'd like to continue with
yes,
the issue of race.
Please.
I promise we're going to get to the issue of law and order
please.
In a moment. This month, your administration directed federal agencies to end racial sensitivity training that addresses white privilege or critical race theory. Why did you decide to do that, to end racial sensitivity training? And do you believe that there is systemic racism in this country, sir?
I ended it because it's racist. I ended it because a lot of people were complaining that they were asked to do things that were absolutely insane, that it was a radical revolution that was taking place in our military, in our schools, all over the place, and you know it, and so does everybody else.
Radical,
and he would know.
What is
oh,
radical
totally
about
racist.
Racial sensitivity training?
If you were a certain person, you had no status in life. It was sort of a reversal. And if you look at the people, we were paying people hundreds of thousands of dollars to teach very bad ideas and, frankly, very sick ideas. And really, they were teaching people to hate our country. And I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to allow that to happen. We have to go back to the core values of this country. They were teaching people that our country is a horrible place, it's a racist place, and they were teaching people to hate our country. And I'm not going to allow that to happen.
Vice President Biden?
Nobody's doing that. He's
oh,
racist.
You just don't.
Here's the deal. I know a lot more about
you
this.
Don't need
it.
Let him finish.
The fact is that there is racial insensitivity. People have to be made aware of what other people feel like. What insults them? What is demeaning to them? It's important that people know they don't want to. Many people don't want to hurt other people's feelings, but it makes a big difference. It makes a gigantic difference in the way a child is able to grow up and have a sense of self-esteem. It's a little bit like how this guy and his friends look down on so many people. They look down their nose on people like Irish Catholics like me and grew up in Scranton. They look down
Irish
on
Catholics. That's enough. It's globalist, Soros-funded, destroy society, divide and conquer, where they teach America, death to America, no borders, no walls, no USA at all, that whites are inherently bad. And then once they start that programming, it moves on from there. And we saw the training manuals for the Pentagon teaching that white people are bad and that George Washington was bad. This is a sick re-education camp garbage. Now, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is an economist. Years fly by. I love getting this guy on. It's probably been a year or two since he's been on with us. He's coming up to cover the waterfront, the economy, the election, the globalism, just so much more. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
Welcome back. We're into hour number three, ladies and gentlemen. And Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, best-selling author, researcher, economist, head of Reaganomics, and, of course, talk show host, you name it, frequent guest on shows around the world, paulcraigroberts.org, joins us. And we can get into the economy, we can get into the election, we can get into the debates, we can get into Israel, we can get into any subject he wants. Who does he think Trump really is? Who does he think the factions are? It's no holds barred here. Dr. Roberts, great to have you back with us.
Hello, Alex.
So are you down in Florida or are you in Georgia right now?
I'm up in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Yeah, I'm Georgia.
Man, I tell you, we talked about New World Order and global government and all this. And look, what about COVID? The UN says they're in charge and forced inoculations coming and tracker chips and the lockdown's never going to end, CNN says. I mean, wow. Where do you want to start first as a fellow that's been around a while and seen a lot?
Well, Alex, it's your show. And your audience, the COVID thing, we can start with that if you want.
I want to pick your brain on all these subjects. Let's get into that first.
Okay. Well, the COVID virus is real, but from the very beginning, it has been serving other agendas than public health. It was obvious it would be used that way. Even if it wasn't very real. And, of course, one of the agendas is to sell us a vaccine that enriches the big pharma even more. They stand to make tens of billions of dollars from their vaccine. So we have to have a COVID crisis. They have to keep it going long enough that some kind of vaccine can be concocted. The crisis, of course, also serves the growing police state because of all the unconstitutional and probably illegal edicts that come from county governments, state governments, about how you have to close your business down, how you have to wear a mask, how you have to lock yourself at home, and so on and so on. So it gets people accustomed to following orders that don't really serve their interests. So we could go on about the agendas COVID is being used to support, but...
Well, I wanted to ask you on that subject, how do we reverse it? How do we depoliticize it and not let them keep power grabbing with tracker traces and control apps and social credit scores and, you know, CNN saying the lockdown never ends? I mean, I think we need to stop complying at a certain point here.
Well, I think, information is coming out. More and more experts, more and more doctors, making the point that there's a a cheap and surefire cure, the HCQ with zinc, that it works, it's safe, it's a product that's been used for 65 years without killing anybody, and then we don't need a vaccine.
Exactly. Do you believe Big Tech, though, has somewhat successfully suppressed even mainline medical doctors being able to say that for 8 months, undoubtedly killing a lot of people?
Yeah, I think that the public health authorities are guilty of mass murder by suppressing a known cure in order to make profits for Big Pharma. There's no doubt about that. If you look at the relationships between public health authorities and Big Pharma, you can see all kinds of money relationships and all kinds of revolving doors. And in fact, the public health organizations are getting a lot of their funding from Big Pharma. So it's not a real regulatory situation. It's a revolving door situation where the two reward each other for mutual service. But nevertheless, the Association of, Surgeons and Physicians or something like that, it's an alternative to the American Medical Association. And they brought a lawsuit against the prohibitions against using HCQ, and the various governors have retracted their ban over its use, and more and more doctors are using it because they've got patients who are otherwise going to die.
Exactly, but that leads me to the final question on this subject. We'll move into the other areas. If Big Pharma and Big Tech don't get in trouble for what they've done, they'll try it again, and they already killed tens of thousands, clearly millions or hundreds of thousands worldwide, and they knowingly did it. I mean, this is really a dangerous thing they did, and it really was a litmus test to show just how evil they are.
Yeah. Well, that's true. You can say the same thing about the military security complex and 20 years of wars and 7 countries destroyed and hauled apart. Yeah, money brings out the evil in people and causes all kinds of hard things to happen. There's no doubt about it.
I could make a bunch of money joining them. I've had them offer me tons of money. I've had top globalists offer us a lot of money and to stop suing us, and we'll roll over. I'm not going to do it. Why are you that way? Why am I that way? And why are they the way they are? It seems like Americans always have problems, but there weren't so many people ready to sell out and be totally soulless. Because you got to be hardcore knowing hydroxychloroquine is basically 100% cure, and to hold that back and to have state governors block it from doctors. I mean you're a cold-blooded killer when you do that.
That's right. Over time, the sort of liberal relativism has destroyed standards for most people. And so if there's no real good and evil and no right and wrong, it's all in the shade of this or that, you can always go a little more shady in this direction if it's more money. The kinds of people in the past, the ones that I grew up with, they were brought up differently and taught differently. It was very clear. It was right and wrong. It was black and white. And you had to be able to look yourself in the mirror, which did not mean what it means today.
You wouldn't want to make money off keeping the medicine from people and killing them. You wouldn't want that. You'll make money a good way. Why would you? It's like the knowledge of good and evil the Bible talks about. The knowledge of evil is the knowledge of how to run scams. But you can make just as much money and be happier not doing it. They just fundamentally don't get it.
Well, actually, you can't make just as much money, being honest. You can make far more being dishonest.
Really?
Yeah, of course. What do you think? The New York banks do?
I agree with you because we've set up an evil system. Once the system's more corrupt than good, you've got to be evil to make money. You're absolutely right. I'm saying if we were more moral, we could all have a wealthier society based on good.
Well, I certainly agree with that, and that's what I was saying. I grew up in a more moral society. You had to look yourself in the mirror, which meant you had to not done anything wrong. But today, you can't look yourself in the mirror unless you rip somebody off.
Exactly.
So you don't feel good about yourself unless you've ripped somebody off.
That is really smart what you said. A lot of people think it's cool to rip people off. They think that's avant-garde, that it's a winner's trait.
Well, yeah, it's something that's been inculcated, not necessarily intentionally, but just by the progress of everything being relative, and there's no real right and wrong, there's no real good and evil, everything's a little bit good, a little bit evil, and so on and so on. As that passes through several generations, people lose the concept that they have to behave properly, because there's no real definition of proper behavior. Or today, the proper behavior is, if you're a white person, you have to hate yourself and all other white people because you're a systemic racist. Or because you use gender pronouns and you infuriate a handful of abnormal people who think they're the opposite gender of what they are.
Stay there. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, his website's paulcraigroberts.org. We're going to come back and get into this blurring of the lines, this moral relativism, and then look at his view on geopolitics, China, Israel, Europe, the election, so much more with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. We'll tell you about some of his books as well. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
His latest book is Neoconservative Threat to World Order. We'll talk about that next segment. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest, former head of policy at the Treasury, father of Reaganomics. I think he's a really honest, good guy. He's also a gentleman. But I want him to address us here, like it'd be the last time he's on, last time we're on air. Because, I can tell you, I've been on air 26 years and never been dramatic like that. I don't get into stuff going on behind the scenes because that helps the enemy with their targeting, but it's really bad, okay? And this country is on its last legs right now. I don't say that to be negative or demoralize you. I say that to get you understanding how serious it is. All these different powerful forces are trying to bring the country down. The Republicans are corrupt. The Democrats are corrupt. But they've gotten the left to go completely insane. Dr. Roberts, what would you call this period of time we're in right now? And from your research, who are the factions? Because I know you've supported some of what Trump does. You haven't others. I think Trump means well. I think he's manipulated some, but clearly there's a larger establishment that doesn't like him. You agree? You disagree? How would you quantify, as somebody I can say as a real historian from real politics, where we are and who the factions are?
Well, I'm not sure I know all the factions. I know some of them. One is the global corporations, particularly the global American corporations, transnational, as they were called. These corporations have done the United States economy a huge amount of harm, more than anything in history, because they shipped out of the country the high productivity, high value added jobs that created the middle class. So when they shipped all these jobs out of the country, they shipped out American consumer income, the aggregate demand that drove the economy. They shipped out the tax base for cities and states and counties, and they shipped out the wage base for Social Security, Medicare, for the pension systems of the states and cities, and have left ruins, just awful ruins. And some of the cities are actually in ruins from the loss of the jobs. So what do these global corporations want? Now, they want weak national states that they can run over. So how you get a weak national state? Well, you ship out all the good jobs, the debts mount internally, you support mass immigration because you can turn the country into a Tower of Babel, and the Tower of Babel is not unified and can't stand up. And so these are the kinds of ways that the global corporations destroy national sovereignty or any concept of a country. So, and then we have the CIA. Since 1950, the CIA has been working. Now, you know, there are two branches of the CIA. There are the analysts who are supposed to provide intelligence about what other countries are doing and so on. And then there's the covert operations, which President Truman said later in life he had made a serious mistake in permitting to be created. John Kennedy was going to break it into 1,000 pieces, but they got him first. So, but this is, when we talk about CIA, we're talking about these covert black part of the agency. Well, since 1950, they've been working to control the explanations. They do that through the media. They suborn important journalists. And they use those journalists to control the explanations of stories. If you notice, every time something major happens, the story is already prepared. It's out instantly. You remember 9/11, how quickly the story is out.
Within seconds.
Yeah. So, and today they actually have the entirety of the media. The United States does not have a media in any real sense. I mean, a print or TV or media and in NPR, National Public Radio. This is a joke. These are people who issue controlled explanations. They all say the same thing. It's a uniformity of voice and explanation. So, since they can control the explanations, and their interests coincide with the globalists, because the CIA wants to rule. And so, the military security complex has a huge budget, and it depends on having enemies. And so they're always fostering the impression among the public that they're dangerous enemies and we have to go to war.
And then you've got Hollywood that really hates America and is into a lot of sick stuff. How would you describe that combine?
It didn't used to be that way. A lot of people blame it on the Jews taking over Hollywood. I myself don't know much about it, but you hear these things. But certainly the whole nature of Hollywood.
But if America saved the Jews from Hitler, why would leftist Jews want to destroy America?
Well, I don't know that we saved them. I mean, we got in
the Russians.
The Russians won that war. It was over with by the time we got there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know all of these. That's not. I read and am aware of the discussions about.
Sure, I'm just going into all the different factions here, and I think you've gone over a lot of them. How do the Chi-Coms play into this?
They don't. Again, that's a controlled explanation. It's another enemy in reserve. They've got Russia as an enemy. They've got Iran, and now they've got China. China's not doing anything. It was the American corporations who took the factories to China, who took the technology there, the business know-how.
Oh, no, I agree. David Rockefeller put Mao into power, and they said, I agree, the globalists are the ones running China, but then they got China taking over. China as an engine of the globalists, though, is doing a lot of damage, but I agree the globalists are the ones in charge.
No, that's not what I said. I don't think the globalists are in charge in China. In fact, I think they won't be able to take over China.
Do you think the pivot happened 10 years ago when the globalists realized they didn't have control?
I think the world changed fundamentally when the Soviet Union collapsed, because it was no longer a check on American hegemony. As long as the Soviet Union was there, the Americans couldn't go running wild all over the world, starting wars or exploiting and looting countries and these kinds of things that have caused us so much trouble and created so much animosity in the world against us. When the Soviet Union collapsed, that took any constraint off of Washington's behavior.
So do you see a bipolar world emerging again?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, I think that... In terms of power, we are already displaced by Russia and China. And I don't think the United States will intentionally start a war with either, because we know we wouldn't do well. But it's important to have an enemy. If you've got a $1,000 billion annual military security complex budget, it has to be justified. And so when Trump said he was going to reduce tensions with Russia, it created a huge scare in the military security complex. That's where Russiagate came from. They've used it to stop him from reducing tensions with Russia.
Let's talk about those geopolitics under Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy of the U.S. Treasury. Let us sign up Alan Jones with Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. This is Paul Craig Roberts.com.
This is your last chance to get a PAC Power.
power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest end AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Back very, very soon. We got 10 minutes left here with him. I was saying paulcrickroberts.com. It's .org. I think that redirects to paulcrickroberts.org. We were getting into Trump is the same guy he was 35 years ago. I've seen the video clips. We played him here on Larry King. We've seen him on Oprah saying, hey, I don't want to start a war if we don't start a war with us. We should pull our troops back. He was against the first Gulf War. We have the clip. He was against the second Gulf War. Not trying to lionize Trump, But he has tried to say, why are we giving security for other countries to get all the rare earth minerals in Afghanistan? Why are we in Iraq? He seems to have a good instinct. And you left off at the break for those that just joined us with the Russia hysteria. No real evidence he was connected to the Russians, we know. But the mere fact that he didn't want to have war with Russia was what put them into total hysteria mode.
Yeah, that's right. Trump probably didn't understand it, but he threatened the budget and power of the CIA and the Pentagon. That's the two main pillars of the military security complex. And also, of course, all the private contractors. I mean, a huge number of defense companies. So he was a direct threat to them. And so they said, we'll close him down. If he had been the first, they probably would have just assassinated him. But it's hard to get away with the lone gunman theory. They used it too much. So they assassinated him with Russiagate, with Impeachgate. And now they're assassinating him with the notion they're fixing in the public's mind all over the world that he can only win the election by fraud, and he will refuse to leave office, and so a color revolution will be in place to dislodge him.
And that was my next question. You have studied color revolutions. You won a lot of international awards, for your analysis of events. You helped end the Cold War and bring down the Soviet Union. You are credited with that. And I know the Russians are actually thankful for your help in that at the end of the day. But they're saying, we're going to contest the election, but when you contest, we're going to say you're a dictator. And then we're going to hold it up with these ballots until the 20th and use the 20th Amendment in January 20th to then have Pelosi elect the new president. That's what they're officially saying they're going to do right now.
Yeah, sort of, more or less. They don't really know how it's going to play out, but the whole reason for the voting by mail is so a winner cannot be declared on election night. So that gives them another couple of weeks or however long it takes for the votes to come in by mail for them to continue their propaganda. The propaganda will be either that Trump has lost and he refuses to step down, or it will be he won by fraud and we have to get him out. So they don't know yet which way they're going to play.
I totally agree with you, and they say they're going to do that. So what do we do 32 days out to try to blunt this or stop this?
Well, I don't know what we can do. It seems to me that the Republican Party and Trump should have done whatever they could to block voting by mail. The polls show that that the Trump supporters are going to vote in person, and that the Democrats are going to vote by mail. And so it's concocted. I don't know why the Republicans stood for it. I mean, I don't understand how the decision is made that you vote by mail. Again, it's an important effect of COVID. So the claim is, if you go and vote, you'll get sick standing in line with all those people. So you have to vote by mail. Well, that's concocted, and so it's going to be a mess. We don't know how it's going to play out. I don't know exactly how they're going to work it.
I'm sure you saw the John Podesta war game in the New York Times. They're talking about states seceding, another civil war, in their words.
Well, that would be a while. At some point, white people in America are going to catch on that they're being demonized as bad, if not worse, than the Jews were in Nazi Germany. They're constantly demonized. I mean, that's what all this sensitivity training is about. It's telling people you're a racist. You have to give way to the people that have been persecuted, enslaved, and blah, blah, blah. And they're teaching this to five-year-olds. In fact, they've been doing it for decades. Only now a few people are beginning to notice. But it's, critical race theory has been taught in the universities and public schools for many years.
That whites are inherently evil. That is literally like Nazi dogma, just reversed.
It explains why all the BLM and Antifa protesters, as they're called, are white. They believe it. They've fallen for it. And so we now have self-hating white people. you know, the Zionists call Jews who criticize Israeli policies self-hating Jews. Well, now we've got self-hating white people. They are the products of the universities and the public schools. This critical race theory has been taught. I mean, this all goes back to the 30s. It's had a long time to do its erosion and have these effects. It's not
new. And again,
new.
The CIA, the Ford Foundation, they've all funded liberation theology and radical race theory. And Trump is absolutely right to block this. I read what the Pentagon was teaching. It literally says whites are inherently evil. America's bad. I mean, this is ridiculous. And the Secretary of Defense said, we're going to keep doing it no matter what Trump wants. He should fire his ass.
That's right. But look, Alex, they've been doing this for years. It's been going on in the schools for years and years. It's now reached the Pentagon. But there's nothing new about this teaching. And that's how it reaches the Pentagon. It just becomes common and ordinary.
I remember back in the 80s, my dad owned part of a hospital, a group of doctors, and he was fighting then, and he wasn't even a big radical political guy. They were trying to do race teaching, sensitivity training. I remember him at the dinner table, had the training, going, look at this. This is Marxist hate America crap. So like you said, this has been going on since the 30s, really.
Yeah. Yeah. And ever widening, expanding until it's just now commonplace. It affects a large percentage of white Americans.
They're not Christian anymore. So now we just have the sin of being white. It's a religion.
If you're born white, you're born racist. Now, of course, all of this is also institutionalized in universities, in black studies, women's studies, all of this.
What can we do? What can Trump do? I think he's taking it head on. And like Trump said in the debate, he goes, this is racist. This is crap.
I don't know what he can do. One can just hope enough people realize that their life's at stake one way or the other, that, look, the whites are still the majority of the population, even though we've lost 20 or 30% of whites to critical race theory. They have to understand they're being demonized and they're being set up in the same way the Jews were in Nazi Germany. And they have to denounce themselves, and they have to step aside. And you see, one of the big accusations against the Nazis were that they had quotas for the Jews. They could only have so many Jews in a university, only so many here, only so many there. Well, that's what affirmative action does. It puts quotas on whites.
Only that's so right. The left has literally co-opted the Hitler ideology, but reversed it against whites.
That's it. That's a good way to understand it. The white people are now being set up and treated just like the Jews were in Nazi Germany. In fact, it's worse here because I don't know if they were making Jews go to seminars and be taught that they were anti-German or something like that. But it's a situation that's so ingrained. What do you do about it?
Well, Dr. Paul Roberts, you really knocked it out of the park today. Your new book on the neocons is critical. PaulCurtRoberts.org. Please join us again very, very soon. Come back on in a week, a month, during the election. Come on the other shows. We really appreciate you, sir.
Well, invite me.
Thank you, sir. All right. We got big news on the Brothmans and their sex rings. Straight ahead, the big conviction. We'll cover it on the other side. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender. Not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love.
Let's go to Luke in Bach, Texas.
Let's go to Luke in Bach, Texas.
Smoked a big old fat joint with Willie Nelson and Luke Buck.
This successful.
I'm not a pot smoker, but when Joe Rogan pulls it out,
like the hat
or you know, Willie, you might as well go ahead and do it. That's about it.
Between Hank Williams Payne,
not named Robin, it's just true story.
There is train songs
and blue eyes crying in the rain out in Lukenbach, Texas.
Lukenbach, Texas.
There ain't nobody feeling no pain. I'll tell you who's feeling the pain is the pedophile rings as it begins to collapse. And joining us more and more on the show, I've been interviewing him for a long time. We're really, really honored to have him here, is Patrick Howley of NationalFile.com. He also writes for great folks over at Epic Times and other places. And after he leaves us in about 15 minutes or so, I've got a little other key news. I want to cover some good news on the COVID front, worldwide resistance intensifying. But wow, let's get into it first. The Nexium overlord, Claire Brothman, we know tied to Epstein, everybody else, illegal Clinton bundler, sentenced to prison. trafficking kids in and out of Mexico, John of God, Oprah Winfrey connections. Those of us that just want to go home and cook a hamburger or grill a steak and watch a TV show or swim in the pool with our kids or go for a hike, we never get tired of Hank Williams Jr. We never get tired of listening to George Strait. We never get tired of listening to Waylon Jennings. We never get tired of drinking a cold beer. We just imagine running cults where women are starving to death and you got little kids in cages. But see, it's about satanic power. And those of us that aren't into that, it's like it doesn't exist, but it does. And it's all starting to come out. So, Mr. Howley, thanks for joining us. Let's get into the latest as the satanic house of cards comes down.
Well, Alex, this is a great time to be alive because you're sensing the spiritual energy shifting. For so long, everyone, no matter what your political persuasion is, senses that there's something wrong with modernity. The wrong people are in charge. The wrong kind of energy is prevailing. And finally, we're beginning to shift away from that. And Claire Bronfman being put in prison for 81 months. Now, they got her on charges of enabling credit card fraud and harboring an illegal immigrant. So obviously, this ties in to the border issue, and we'll get into that. But this is a massive case of a very closely politically connected Democrat donor, an illegal bundler, actually, for Hillary Clinton's 2008 presidential campaign, who had the NXIVM cult members give donations to Hillary Clinton, and then she reimbursed them against the law. This person is now going to prison. This person is going to face justice. And so the spiritual energy of that, I think, is something that's resounding around the world, especially as Keith Raniere, the leader of the NXIVM cult, faces sentencing on October 27th. It gives him the next couple of weeks during this election to talk more about Ghislaine Maxwell, to talk more about Richard Branson, to talk more about all of the people who are connected to this very elite, sick, sinister, Satanist club. And make no mistake, the NXIVM cult that was operating in upstate New York was satanic, it was Satanist, it was closely connected to Hillary Clinton, Kirsten Gillibrand, and other Democrat politicians, and it was pushing Luciferianism upon the world.
And it's just a feeder group. I remember like 3.5 years ago, I did a video about Harvey Weinstein and how they brand women, and they got really upset, and they had a big Huffington Post article saying nobody's getting branded because I had sources tell them what was going on. But isn't NXIVM only one feeder that then it just gets darker and darker the deeper you go down?
Absolutely right. And in fact, Allison Mack taped Keith Raniere at trial, and Keith Raniere was saying that he wanted the branding ceremonies to emulate human sacrifice. They were absolutely obsessed with Satan. And by the way, I want to give a lot of credit to Roger Stone for helping me to do all of this reporting over the last couple of years, in part by setting me up with the NXIVM whistleblower, Frank Parlato, who has put me in touch with many, many other
members. And that's why the media spun it that he was involved, because he was instrumental in exposing it. That's how they always do it.
Absolutely right. I saw that happen in real time. He wasn't involved. He found out about it, as everybody in politics did, and he determined to try to help me expose it, and he trusted me as an investigative reporter, and I'm eternally grateful to him for that. But, I've talked to so many people, including...
I should have said, you're the main journalist exposing NXIVM. I should always just announce your biggest laurel up front, because you've done a great job.
Well, sure, and you have to understand this all ties together. It ties into Epstein. I've been on the trail of Epstein. I was the one who got Steve Bannon into exposing Epstein at...
Well, we know Epstein's brother still runs an airfield that advertises girls who are 12 years old as stewardesses up by that same cult. We know Avina Baranovich is in the area. My God, you can't swing a stick in that area of New York and not hit a devil worshiper.
Hillary Clinton in the woods. Hillary Clinton out in the woods, our friend in the woods. So, I want to say this because it's so important. I spoke to a woman named Heidi Hutchinson. She's the sister of a girl who was raped by Keith Raniere as a teenager. And this girl, her sister, was found dead of a gunshot wound to the head at a Buddhist monastery in Woodstock, New York. And she blames Keith Raniere for the death, whether it was a suicide or a murder. Heidi Hutchinson told me in no uncertain terms, I think he thought of himself as Satan. Quote, he used the whole Luciferian concept. Basically, I think he came to think of himself as Lucifer. When you look at the videos of Keith Raniere speaking to women and talking about the data, what does that actually mean? You look into what Claire Bronfman was actually doing with something called the Rainbow Cultural Garden, and that was human experimentation centers where they were experimenting on little kids, teaching them 7 different languages with 7 different nannies. They had a doctor,
this is key. That's just the cover. and then the Zorro Ranch, and then the cloning. And I mean, this is really a feeder group into, like, I think, secret experimentation.
Absolutely, and it's very similar to A Clockwork Orange. They predict to program this in A Clockwork Orange, holding people's eyes open, making them watch horrible films. And I talked to the neighbors of this cult. They said they would hear screaming in the woods because they would show them these films, and they were studying people's brainwaves, studying people's brain energy, and then using that data to try to figure out how to torture human beings.
So it's more mind control testing, more MK Ultra.
Yeah, but think too about how this was being used and how this is being employed in a foreign policy context. Sarah Bronfman, who is Claire Bronfman's sister, was integral in taking down Gaddafi. Now, I've reported that Ghislaine Maxwell's nephew worked for the Hillary Clinton State Department overseeing Libya. Just today, I reported that a different Ghislaine Maxwell nephew was working in the Obama-Biden White House. Sarah Bronfman was integral, working with Hillary Clinton and the whole nexus of them there to bring down Gaddafi and to try to install her husband, actually, as the main oligarch in Libya, and then set up a Canada-Libya trade project.
And then meanwhile, Obama was working with his cousin, Odinga, into Kenya with the Muslim Brotherhood to overthrow that state and set them up as a king as well. So they really dream of being kings.
Yep, I have it right here. Sarah Bronfman took a trip to Libya in 2011 to do a rebel reintegration program. So if you think about the refugee crisis, the destabilization project in the Middle East, flooding the refugees into Europe, flooding them into America, creating a globalist government under the brand of Luciferianism, literally the branding
of
Luciferianism.
That creates the UN excuse, the UN controls it, and they get lots of extra kids. It crushes the nation state. They now can control these migrant groups that they then put on welfare and farm the money off of. This is, and then they can also disappear wherever they want.
It's all in plain sight now, and it's the work, and I have to credit the Eastern District of New York for helping to bring NXIVM to justice at Brooklyn Federal Court, and it's all out there. It's all out there, and so I have to come on the Alex Jones Show because it's the only place in media that will take all of these disparate threads and make it very, very clear to people.
Well, let's take those threads and ask, get into where the fight is. We come back in just a moment. Patrick Halley's our guest. We'll do two more segments with him, and then we have our next guest host that is scheduled to be taking over. Briefly, we can't stay on air if you don't financially support us, and so we sell you products that you need and that you should get. We have, 5 days left on the new storable food special, 3-month, 6-month, and year supplies, 150 off, 300 off, 600 off on the year supply. We're very, very excited about this. You're not going to find high-quality storable food at a price like this anywhere. We sell the whole catalog of My Patriot, the lowest price you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. But at preparewithalex.com, they have the 3-month, the 6-month, the year with an additional discount and the air filtration and the water filtration and other special items. 4 days, 12 hours, 2 minutes, 9 seconds. And you can go there, and then we'll go back to our regular big specials, and that's it for a while on that site. Then you'll go to InfoWarsStore.com to always find all their specials that will still be great, but not this good. This is the best normal food at the lowest price you're going to find, discounted. This is very rare. You've been listening to years. You never hear me say that they've got specials. They had to create a special website to do it. It's PrepareWithAlex.com. It's a subdomain of theirs. Or 888-441-0350. 888-411-0350. PrepareWithAlex.com. And a bunch of other big specials are about to end at InfoWarsStore.com as well. We'll be right back with hour number 4. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.